Now, verse 18. And here you have the calling of Israel. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. Now, there will be an ultimate, final judgment of Esau. I take it that this is a kingdom that will not enter into the eternal kingdoms of this earth that will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What is it that keeps them from being there? Well, pride of heart, that attitude of a life that declares its ability to live without God. And friends, if that's your decision to live without God, that's what you're going to do, live without Him. Now will you notice, verse 19, and they of the Negev shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the Shephelah, the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. Gilead is on the east bank of the Jordan River. And in other words, for the first time, they will occupy all the land that God vouchsafed to them. You see, He promised to Abraham a land that contains about 300,000 square miles. Even in their zenith, they only occupied 30,000 square miles. Now, will you notice? And the captives of his host, of the children of Israel, shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And Zarephath is way up between Tyre and Sidon in Lebanon. And the captives of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the Negev. And the Negev is the southern part, actually the Sinaitic Peninsula. And I'm reading the last verse. And here you have the consummation of all things in this section, friends. And saviors, that is deliverers, shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. In other words, God is moving forward today, undeviatingly, unhesitatingly, toward the accomplishment of His purpose. That is, of putting His king on Mount Zion. And He'll turn and turn and overturn, as He says, and He will do that until He comes whose right it is to rule. Now, today, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He's not the king today, but He is the Savior. And men and women are walking through life with their heads down, like animals. You see, only man looks up. Animals look down. There's only one who can lift them. Evolution has not lifted mankind one inch. Look at our world that has been schooled in this godless philosophy. The deadly poison of godless materialism and humanism will bring upon us the judgment of God. God says, though you be lifted up, little man, I'll bring you down. But the Lord Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto Him. May we look to Him today and be saved.